College English Test Band 4
Part 1 Listening Comprehension
Section A Question 1 I ran into our friend Mark yesterday on the street, and he said he hadn't heard from you for 2 months.
Yes, I know, but I've been too busy to phone him.
What can be inferred from the conversation? Question 2. Mr. Brown asked me to tell you that he's sorry he can't come to meet you in person. He's really too busy to make the trip.
That's okay. I'm glad you've come in his place.
What do we learn from the conversation? Question 3. So, when are the other guys going to get here? The train is leaving in 10 minutes. We can't wait here forever.
It's 10:30 already. They are supposed to be here by now. I told everybody to meet here by 10:15.
When is the train leaving?
Question 4. So you finally listened to your wife's advice and gave up smoking.
It was my doctor's advice. I'm suffering from high blood pressure.
What do we learn from the conversation? Question 5. Frank, I thought you were working in New York.
I was, but I've moved back. I just couldn't get used to living in a big city. So here I am, back in school, taking courses for a teacher's certificate.
What is Frank planning to do?
Question 6. Washing dishes at the restaurant every day is really boring.
Why don't you quit and deliver flowers for me?
What does the woman advise the man to do? Question 7. Can I borrow your math textbook? I lost mine on the bus.
You've asked the right person. I happen to have an extra copy.
What does the woman mean?
Question 8. Hello, this is Dr. Gray's office. We're calling to remind you of your 4:15 appointment for your annual checkup tomorrow.
Oh, thanks. It's a good thing you called. I thought it was 4:15 today.
What do we learn from the conversation? Question 9. I just can't believe this is our last year. College is going by fast.
Yeah, we'll have to face the real world soon. So, have you figured out what you're going to do after you graduate?
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 10. I had a hard time getting through this novel.
I share your feeling. Who can remember the names of 35 different characters?
What does the woman imply?
Section B. Compound Dictation.
The Library of Congress is America's national library. It has millions of books and other objects. It has newspapers, popular publications, as well as letters of historical interest. It also has maps, photographs, art prints, movies, sound recordings, and musical instruments. Altogether, it has more than 100 million objects. The Library of Congress is open to the public Monday through Saturday, except for public holidays. Anyone may go there and read anything in the collection. But no one is permitted to take books out of the building. The Library of Congress was established in 1800. It started with 11 boxes of books in one room of the Capitol building. By 1814, the collection had increased to about 3,000 books. They were all destroyed that year when the Capitol was burned down during America's war with Britain. To help rebuild the library, Congress bought the books of President Thomas Jefferson. Mr. Jefferson's collection included 7,000 books in 7 languages. In 1897, the library moved into its own building, across the street from the Capitol. Today, 3 buildings hold the library's collection. The library provides books and materials to the U.S. Congress and also lends books to other American libraries, government agencies, and foreign libraries. It buys some of its books and gets others as gifts. It also gets materials through its copyright office. Anyone who wants copyright protection for a publication in the U.S. must send 2 copies to the library. This means the Library of Congress receives almost everything that is published in the United States.
Now the passage will be read again.
The Library of Congress is America's national library. It has millions of books and other objects. It has newspapers, popular publications, as well as letters of historical interest. It also has maps, photographs, art prints, movies, sound recordings, and musical instruments. Altogether, it has more than 100 million objects. The Library of Congress is open to the public Monday through Saturday, except for public holidays. Anyone may go there and read anything in the collection. But no one is permitted to take books out of the building. The Library of Congress was established in 1800. It started with 11 boxes of books in one room of the Capitol building. By 1814, the collection had increased to about 3,000 books. They were all destroyed that year when the Capitol was burned down during America's war with Britain. To help rebuild the library, Congress bought the books of President Thomas Jefferson. Mr. Jefferson's collection included 7,000 books in 7 languages. In 1897, the library moved into its own building, across the street from the Capitol. Today, 3 buildings hold the library's collection. The library provides books and materials to the U.S. Congress and also lends books to other American libraries, government agencies, and foreign libraries. It buys some of its books and gets others as gifts. It also gets materials through its copyright office. Anyone who wants copyright protection for a publication in the U.S. must send 2 copies to the library. This means the Library of Congress receives almost everything that is published in the United States.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
The Library of Congress is America's national library. It has millions of books and other objects. It has newspapers, popular publications, as well as letters of historical interest. It also has maps, photographs, art prints, movies, sound recordings, and musical instruments. Altogether, it has more than 100 million objects. The Library of Congress is open to the public Monday through Saturday, except for public holidays. Anyone may go there and read anything in the collection. But no one is permitted to take books out of the building. The Library of Congress was established in 1800. It started with 11 boxes of books in one room of the Capitol building. By 1814, the collection had increased to about 3,000 books. They were all destroyed that year when the Capitol was burned down during America's war with Britain. To help rebuild the library, Congress bought the books of President Thomas Jefferson. Mr. Jefferson's collection included 7,000 books in 7 languages. In 1897, the library moved into its own building, across the street from the Capitol. Today, 3 buildings hold the library's collection. The library provides books and materials to the U.S. Congress and also lends books to other American libraries, government agencies, and foreign libraries. It buys some of its books and gets others as gifts. It also gets materials through its copyright office. Anyone who wants copyright protection for a publication in the U.S. must send 2 copies to the library. This means the Library of Congress receives almost everything that is published in the United States.